Good morning, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Sorry about our losing a connection there. I was mentioning...
Oh, well, you know, that's technology.
Yeah. I was mentioning I saw one of the posters over on the north side yesterday, and we wanted to connect with you to talk more about the festival. It's today and tomorrow on Kelly between North Homewood and Lang Avenue. And what can folks see? Tell us what's in store today and tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow starts the Black Arts Festival. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Now, okay, so it's just tomorrow, Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday. We started off with a parade yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I prayed. And a parade is just more than a parade. It's kind of a little festival. You know, it's kind of, hey, we're doing the Black Arts Festival. Yay, let's go. You know, and the kids come out and do the, you know, they do the marching and stuff. And the drums really, you know, get me full, you know, started up. So we do the parade. And then the day is our first day.
Yeah, and I know you had some high-stepping going on there during the parade. I didn't see it, but I was reading about it. And then what can people see today? When do things start? And what are some of the activities you've got going on?
Okay, we start at 11 o'clock, right? You know, that's the call to the community. Because next year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, so there's a lot of tradition attached to the Black Arts Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we at 11 a.m. we do a libation, and this year, you know, libations, you know what that is?
Oh, sure.
So by Rashad is doing Amir Rashad is doing a libation this year. He's a storyteller that's been in the community. I think Rashad is about 50 million years old.
I've known AR for about 40 plus years. And if you've never seen Amir as a storyteller, he's mesmerizing. Just a terrific storyteller.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know something? I got more respect for you, you know, because, you know, you're real conscious about what's happening in the arts in the Black community. You know, and that's usually overlooked by the larger thing because of stuff like racism.
Well, that's one, that's one reason, you know, I've known about Harambe for a long time, but I didn't read much about it or hear much about it. I saw something in the Courier that, as I said, the poster. And I want to be sure people know that, you know, all people have a chance to learn and enjoy this festival that's taking place. It's a beautiful weekend, and it's a beautiful event. I didn't know, George, that it was 50 years, but, you know, as I think back, I can remember 25, 30 years ago, the festival, but 50 is really something. How did it start? Do you know the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are Harambe Ujima, right? Harambe means together, and Ujima is collective works of responsibility. So when you say Harambe Ujima, automatically the people know that we're working together collectively to take responsibility for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now, the question, because of all of the killing, man, life suffering right now because all of the killing, you know, brought the attention of the racism that has been killing wiping out the Black diaspora. You know, it's causing what we call the Black diaspora, you know, because of racism. So now that question has come up. So what makes the Black Arts Festival was, you know, more relevant, I guess I said that right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today is that it's bringing Black consciousness into the world. You know, everybody's looking at it now. So what is it? You know, and you can't get more closer to the people, if I could say it like that, than their arts itself, you know, the culture.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the issues with, you know, arts and August Wilson Center.
Well, you know, art, such as you'll find at Harambe Ujima today, it's an authentic expression. It gives you a chance, me as a visitor or as a participant, to interact with people being their authentic selves and finding commonalities that you may be surprised to know that you have with folks that are involved in black arts. And one thing I think that's very important, a friend of mine, Justin Lang is his name, wrote something on Facebook that I thought was so, I guess the word, just very powerful and refreshingly simple, which is, how about we try to change our mindsets a little bit? I want to be sure I quote this right, but we talk about changing policies and changing laws. Sometimes the most powerful thing people can do is change their mindset and begin to think of things differently. And this is a great opportunity to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Justin Lang, I love that dude, man, you know, because he came and we sat down and talked at the even beginning before anybody when we decided to actually restart the Harambe back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he's been there from the beginning, you know, seeing the growth of it, you know, and when he needs the support, he's right there with us. So, you know, when you talk to me, you're more plugged in than I thought you were. and I'm really glad about that. I'm really tickled about it.
No, I am.
Because, you know, you got the point. And, you know, because the whole world is invited, you know, because of racism, most people think that, you know, oh, no, that's a black arts festival. I can't go over there. You know, because the dialogue with race is with white people. You know, some decent white people have to step up to the table now. You know what I mean? We can't get into it. All we could do is just breathe life into our society, by coming together and taking responsibility for our lives. You know, the Harambe Ujima.
Sometimes, sometimes I think as a society, we were better at it 20 years ago than we are today. Although there's a lot of positive things happening today as well. But I really hope that, you know, you're exactly right. People might think, oh, this isn't meant for me. This is a closed event. But that's not the case, is it?
No, it really isn't. And matter of fact, our gallery this year was put by Wine and Words. They're making it a mobile gallery. You know, so all the art that they're collecting for this festival, we'll be able to move it around to other communities, you know, because it's hard for, you know, people to do the break out of that mold, you know, and especially now we have an opportunity to actually address the strait because people are looking at race. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going around, we're taking our galleries around to different venues, and, you know, we're hoping that people who have events, you know, to want to bring the arts into their structure will call us and we'll bring our mobile gallery over you and Harambe, you know, we work collectively and so we could take responsibility for, you know, our lives here in Pennsylvania.
That is, you know, that's a powerful method to do that. How can folks, we have your personal number, but would you like to give an email address or a number, or we'd certainly be happy to just direct them to you off the air too. But is there a way folks can get a hold of you if they would like to host a mobile gallery?
Yeah, that's right. HarambeUjima.org. You know, we have a website. You know, go on there, and we have handshakes and stuff. You know, where, you know, we could trade information with each other. You know?
Excellent. So it's just Harambe Ujima.
Ujima.
.org.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you go on there and, you know, now Harambe Ujima is a community sponsored art project, meaning that the community has to make it happen for it to happen. So, you know, that's why we have, you know, our community organizations like OBB, the Children Village, you know, they actually provide us with the, you know, our entertainment, you know, like we have homegrown, and I love homegrown talent because these are the people out of the community that be singing in their bathrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And they get up there. I love that, you know, because it's the neighborhood, you know what I mean? You know, it might look strange to outwardly stuff, but that homegrown stuff is one of my favorite things. you know, in the children village of the community, they're putting in a buzzword, a bouncy house. You know, Carnegie Library is there. The Phipps Conservatory is doing something. You know, and then there's free face painting going on.
Oh, that's
so like from 12 to 5. You know, for our kids' village. You know, so and then let me see what else. Oh, you know, we got a self-guided tour, right? A self-guided tour. You know, through home because you know home is a very influential place. You know, at one point in time, and this is what. It's going to be real interesting because we're starting with the Black arts, you know, but since Homewood has been a very influential place for a long, there's a whole lot of culture that we haven't even got into yet, you know, to actually expose, you know. That's why a lot of white people recognize or attach themselves to the Homewood area, you know, so it's still in process of growing. And the self-guided tour, it's showing people the different areas of, it's like a free tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And highlights arts and culture treasures in Homewood Brushton community. So, you know, we're real excited about getting that going. John Brewer, you know, is our community historian.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How's everything?
John's written a few books, and he does his stuff for sure. Well, what a great, you know, we know Homewood quite well here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've done a lot of work with Pittsburgh Westinghouse, some work with the Lighthouse over at the YMCA.
Oh, yes. Well, they're doing stuff for us, too, the Lighthouse people. You know, now that they went over to the Y, is managing them, you know, it seems like the community is beginning to work with them closer, you know, which is really good. Because at Harambe, Ujima, we're like old folks, right? We've been around from the beginning. And we started this because our children need to see the Harambe. And then when we realized that the world needs to see, you know, Black consciousness, what it really is, you know, and because of racism, it makes everybody afraid. You know, but you know, once people realize that we actually live off the there's an African, Zubastaba, which is the seven principles of African thought.
Right.
You know, so that's what a Ujima is all about. It's the third principle is collective works and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get so carried away with it. Sometimes I get lost in my own thoughts.
Well, you know what I was thinking, George? You know, today is a great day for the festival. Again, today and tomorrow along Kelly Street between North Homewood and Lang. And harambeujima.org for more information. We should do this more often, not just when there's a festival. Let's talk again in future weeks because there's a lot to share. And even, you know, going through the seven principles, I think, would be a pretty special thing. We'll start with Umoja, work our way through. I think all people need to hear about and share those.